Does it matter if teachers and their students are the same race? How important is it for minority students in particular to even see teachers who look like them? Well, a new report from the Institute of Labor Economics suggests it's very important. Nick Papageorge is the study's co-author. The study is called The Long-Run Impacts of Same-Race Teachers. He's also an assistant professor in the economics department at Johns Hopkins University. Nick, give us a little bit more of the headline from your story.
I think the kind of big headline finding is that students who are assigned randomly, or as good as randomly, depending on which state we're looking at, to a teacher who is of the same race, so we're looking at black students with black teachers, are far less likely to drop out of high school. So we find numbers, for example, like if a black student is assigned to a black teacher in the third to fifth grade in North Carolina, their chances of dropping out of high school drop by about a third. I mean, the results that we have, for example, looking at black students with black teachers, you know, we find actually stronger effects for black male students when they're faced with a black teacher of any gender.
Well, there was no different effect on white children when they had a black teacher.
That's correct.
But the profound effect on black children, far more likely to, boys especially, far more likely not to drop out, far more likely boys and girls to go to college. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think some of the reasons are here? People are talking about, you know, just being able to see someone who looks like you and that inspiration, you know, that if they can do it, I can do it. But also people are talking about implicit bias, that a black male teacher teaching a black boy may not have a bias that another teacher may not even know they have, a white teacher, that they don't have an expectation for that young black boy.
That's right. And actually, the work that my team and I have been doing, I think, speaks exactly to that. We find that black teachers tend to have higher expectations for black students Nice. Than do white teachers. And we also find that one of the ways that this seems to have an effect on students' outcomes is through students' own perspectives. We find that if you have a black teacher who has high expectations, then your own expectations shift upwards. And that can be a mechanism through which these kinds of role model effects are working.
And we've talked about other research. Preschool teachers judge black children more harshly for the same behavior that white children have. They assess black students differently from white students, are less likely, white teachers are less likely than black teachers to put black students in gifted and talented programs, even if their test scores are exactly the same. But we're understanding, too, from this reporting on your study that some schools seizing this material are realizing that just telling white teachers that you have this bias sometimes helps change it.
Yeah, I think that that's a really, really crucially important point. When I think about my own experiences, what keeps me up at night is maybe I had the wrong expectations for my students, but not because I had some sort of negative animus towards them, but more like maybe my expectations were a little bit too low, not because I thought the kid wasn't smart enough, but maybe I was just too worried about all the difficult things that they were facing at home and how that would affect their educational trajectories. And maybe somebody needed to come in and sort of tell me that so I could check my own bias. I think that when we start to think about it in this way, this becomes, in some sense, a little bit more positive because we're not dealing with, you know, raging racists or something like that. But it's also a little bit scary to me because it means that there's this kind of well-intentioned bias that can be going on, which is very insidious because you're not talking about people who are hateful. You're talking about people with good intentions.
Well, it's just fascinating. We'll post your reporting at hereandnow.org, along with a story that we did on a national movement to try to get more black men into the teaching world because of research like yours. That's Nick Papageorge. The study is The Long-Run Impacts of Same-Race Teachers. He's an assistant professor in the economics department at Johns Hopkins University. Nick, professor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.